Let us begin in silence before God. Merciful God, Heavenly Father, Yahweh, Elohim, El, we would call unto you by the names given to us in the text, but no more personal name than the one Christ taught us to use, Father. Hear our hearts and prayers lifted before you this morning. As we come before you, there are many needs upon our lives, none greater than forgiveness of our sins, but also the strength to forgive others. And we come then with our concerns, our petitions, our prayers of intercession for people we have lifted aloud this morning, for those upon our hearts that we just carry daily, for those written in our program, Father, that you would hear our prayers for all of these as we intercede for them before you. And Father, we continue that prayer to pray for us as a church, as we seek the way we should follow, the path we should trod, the ministry of which we should be a part, the call upon our life to answer it individually and as a church family, to share your love and grace here in our community, to see the need of others, to reach out and to touch their lives. And Father, we pray for other churches in our community and around the nation and around the world who are sharing the good news of Jesus Christ as Savior, Redeemer, and Lord. Father, we pray that we are and they are bold in our witness, but witnessing in love and grace, patience and understanding. And Father, as we continue to pray, we extend our prayer to those in governance around us, in our communities, and in our nations. We pray for those who serve our country. We pray for those who are away from family and friends, and who grieve during a time of loss. We lift them before you today. Father, we also pray for those things that just go on in families, the dynamics, the uncertainties, sometimes the disharmony. Father, we would pray your grace into all of those things, that love would overcome. And Father, as we continue to pray, we remember those who are in nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes. Father, those who wait on the results of tests, expecting surgeries. And Father, we pray for those who have come down to the end of things. There's no more treatments. Father, we pray that they are strong in faith, and they know you are merciful in love. And Father, we do pray for one another. We lift each other up this morning, praying for the one to our left, to our right, in front and behind. We lift them up for you today, to touch them, to bless them, to strengthen them. And now we'd ask that you just hear us, as with heads bowed and hearts joined, we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.